Virgin Radio 104.4 morning. We're live here on the Chris Fade Show. Some of you are driving around and you're not a parent. You're just hanging out like pretty.
Yep.
Maybe in a relationship, maybe single. And then there's others driving around, mums and dads.
Yes.
I used to be the person that was driving around that wasn't a parent. Isn't it weird how quickly that just all happens?
Yep.
Like, I really do.
14 months difference between my kids.
Yeah, man. Like, I feel like I was 26 years old driving in Sydney with a couple of dollars to my name, not a care in the world, just having fun, meeting up with my mates at like midnight, getting home at 3, waking up, working at a cafe, just enjoying a casual life.
It's great.
Fast forward, whoosh, 2 kids.
Here you are.
Huge responsibility. Doing this show, living in a foreign country.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing where life takes you.
It is.
The reason why I'm talking about it is just being proud as a parent. One of the biggest things you'll ever experience is being proud, and you don't know if you're not a father or a mother. So that feeling of seeing your child do something that makes you proud is a feeling that you only get later on in life when you become a parent. You've never had it. You've never felt that before. And, you know, Brianna was reading a book, the one that I was telling you about, which the author says, you know, there isn't really a true meaning to life or a purpose for your life. And I turned to Brianna and I said, I bet you that author doesn't have any kids.
Yeah.
Googled him, doesn't have any kids. So that author will have a kid one day and then he'll have a meaning and a purpose to his life.
And then he'll write another book.
100%. Because the meaning and the purpose, meaning and the purpose of your life, and Rossi and I will say, Rossi will agree with me, everything that we do it for our kids.
Exactly.
Well, it's a responsibility, right?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you are responsible for another human being's life.
You sort of wander through life aimlessly. I know I did until I had a kid.
And then you have a purpose. You've got to make sure that that little thing there grows up.
And you know, just
healthy, happy.
Makes it through.
So, you know, anything that we do work-wise or whatever it is, you do it for the kids. Mm. You're saving money, you do it for the kids. You want to buy a property, you do it for your kids. It's all it is.
Yeah.
My parents did it for me, I'll do it for my kids. Inshallah, my kids will do it for their kids, and it's this cycle.
Exactly, yeah.
So my girls come to me, and they had no idea about this, but the guys from Toy Story.
Yeah.
Huge. Hello.
Toy Story 4 is just dropped in cinemas across the UAE.
This weekend, yeah.
And they had 2 little spots for 2 little kids to make a special appearance in the movie.
So cool.
So Nooshi and Kiki got to voice 2 little characters very quick in the movie.
Yeah.
In Toy Story 4.
How amazing is that?
How cool is that?
Really cool.
First of all, just the Toy Story franchise on its own, which has been running since 1995, by the way. That's when the first Toy Story was released.
Yeah, right, 95.
Yeah, and this is the last one in the series. But to have your kids a part of it, that's just so cool.
I broke the news to them. They were so excited. They didn't understand what was going on, really. I'm like, you're going to go into a studio and you're going to voice this. And they're like, what do you mean, Daddy? We're going to be super nervous. Anyway, we went down there and we got it done. And they absolutely killed it. They did so well. I've got some of the audio.
Okay.
And I'll play you some of it. We're in a secret studio here in the UAE where these voices get down, because it's not easy. It gets cleared by a bunch of people before they allow their voices in the movie. Have a listen. Here's Nooshi and Kiki in the studio right now.
Hello, Mr. Cowboy. How are you today?
One more time, please. In record.
Hello, Mr. Cowboy. How are you today? Wanna play on the swings? Do you like riding horses? Wanna play on the swings? Wait for me! That was funny.
They were the cutest little munchkins. They've got headphones on. They got their big microphone in front of them. They've got a director.
It's not easy to do that. We've both done it. You've done it as well.
It is really difficult.
It's quite hard.
Because you've got to match up your voice to what you're watching, because you're seeing a bit of the you know, the movie.
So that's out in cinemas, isn't it? Is it out in cinemas this weekend?
It is
this weekend.
So if you're watching across the Middle East, listen out for little Nooshi and Kiki. Here's the trailer, by the way, for the movie.
Everyone, Bonnie made a friend in class.
She's already making friends.
No, she literally made a new friend. I want you to meet Forky.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Forky is the most important toy to Bonnie right now. We all have to make sure nothing happens to him.
Woody, we have a situation.
I am not a toy. I was made for soup, salad, maybe chili, and then the trash.
I love that, man.
I mean, she's in a movie. They're in the movies with Tom Hanks. Like, they can say that now.
I know, right?
So cool.
So it's out in theaters. If you watch it this weekend across the Middle East, check them out. My little girl's Nushin Kiki, super proud dad. I've also got a video up at Chris Fade Show.
Where is it?
Them in the studio actually recording it. They filmed it. Chris Fade Show. What I want to ask you is what's been the proudest moment of your life?
With the kids. Okay.
How have your kids made you proud? What did they do? Okay. What did your kids do to make you proud? Kim, good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us what made you proud, Mum. Hello, Kim.
Hi, can you hear me?
I totally can. What made you proud as a mama?
Oh, first of all, Chris, it's Kim Kileta. How are you?
Good.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Good. Proud as a mama. My 15-year-old started a shoe business here in Dubai called Shoe DXB. Hmm. He sold his company and what his dream was to open up a storefront. So he moved to Chicago last year and opened up a storefront reselling sneakers and high-end sneakers.
He's 16 years old.
Yeah, he's 16. And the only reason why I'm making this call is because he's on a flight now to the States. Otherwise, he would absolutely kill me that I'm bragging about him.
That's amazing.
On radio.
So is he out of school now or is he still at school?
No, he was going to school while he was doing it. And he would, you know, because hip hoppers and would shop late. So he'd open up the store from 3 till 11 o'clock at night. So he'd go to school in the day and then go over to the shoe shop. And all these, you know, well-known people in Chicago in the industry would come in and say, dude, where's the boss? And he's like, well, I'm the boss. And you're 16. What do you mean you're the boss? So he's like, it's my shop. So yeah, he did really well. I'm very proud of him. He did a great job.
Good on him. I love that. That's a little entrepreneur. The shoe business is big. You can flip you can get something for like $200 and then sell it for like $600 on the same day if you get it. Mm. Well done. So he's now living in Chicago.
So he ended up coming back because he wanted to finish high school here in Dubai.
Okay.
So he's got sold off the shop and going on to his next entrepreneurial venture.
Good on him. Well
he's
done,
had a
Mum.
Great, yeah.
Well done. That totally Mama proud. I can totally see it. Well, good luck with you, man. Well done again, Mum.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much.
There it is. What made you proud as a parent? We're taking your calls. 04-871-5544. We're going to go to Baj here. Good morning, Baj. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Good. What made you proud as a parent?
Oh, well, my daughter got the first GEMS Scholarship Award beginning of this year. She goes to the AA. So that was the proudest moment.
I love that. Getting the scholarship award, that is not easy. That is not an easy thing to do. Well done, Mum. Jennifer, proud mum, why?
Good morning, Chris. Yeah, the proudest moment for me as a mom was 2 years ago. It was exactly the moment when our daughter Vivian left for university to Europe. And that was the moment we realized that she is such a super nice human being. She grew up in Dubai, and I believe not just us as a parent shaped her personality. It's also in thanks to Dubai, to the UAE, to our friends, to the local culture. It's simply a nice ground to grow up children, and the result is just a clean-hearted young lady trying to study in Europe.
Love that. Well done. Really well said. I love that. Mama, you've got a lot to do with it, and Daddy, but yeah, you're right. Dubai, living in this city, the UAE, I believe that, you know, touch wood, a lot of our children grow up, just be nice, you know.
You're a lot kinder.
And yeah, people say that we're in a bubble and all that, but you know what? I'll stay in this bubble. I think this bubble's great. I want to be protected, you know. I do feel like we live in a, you know, in this bubble sometimes, but I think that's what the other cities wish to have, you know?
Yes, all these different nationalities.
Oh, yeah.
We always try to raise her in a very humble way, and I think it definitely paid off. That was really the proudest moment. We knew when she left to Europe, she will make it on her own. She is kind. She is open-hearted. She has no bad intention. She is just simply a superhuman being. And leave the studies aside or the results of the IB, it's just she as a perfect human being.
Yeah, well done. Well said. I love it. Thank you.